WCFW HD3 Chippewa Falls, W228
Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Or exclusive professional networks. Or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC, excellent. On a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central. Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand, and by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crutes. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5, The Tap.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5.
The Tap.
93.5.
The Tap. This is 93.5. The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens
or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central. Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand, and by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5. The Tap.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. This is 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC, excellent. On a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central. Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand, and by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. California's governor believes a weekend fire that has closed a major freeway was not an accident. CBS's Matt Piper with the latest.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is blaming arson for a fire that has shut down the busy Interstate 10 in Los Angeles. He points to a preliminary investigation.
There was malice intent that this fire occurred within the fence line, and that it was done and set intentionally.
The fire left 100 columns damaged, he says, with guardrails twisted and blackened. The freeway is used by 300,000 vehicles daily, and there's no word on when it might reopen. Matt Piper, CBS News.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden is personally engaged in efforts to release hostages in Gaza.
Qatar has been talking to Hamas. Israel has been talking to Qatar. The United States has been talking to both Israel and Qatar in an effort to try to move forward these negotiations to a point where hostages can be released and reunited with their families.
Israel Defense Forces have surrounded Gaza's Al Shifa Hospital. CBS's Deborah Pata with that.
These are people who cannot leave. They are critically ill. They're in a desperate condition. And any kind of evacuation needs a lot of planning. So there they are, stuck inside with no guarantees of how this is going to happen. And with claims that when people have stepped outside, that they've been shot.
Congress needs to act this week or else the federal government shuts down. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing a two-step stopgap measure. It would extend funding through January 19th for some agencies and through February 2nd for others. CBS's Natalie Brand has heard from Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas.
Already, the plan is facing pushback from some House GOP hardliners who are upset the proposal keeps funding at current levels and doesn't make cuts.
It continues to perpetuate the very system my constituents sent me here to oppose. They don't want me to continue spending money we don't have at $1.6 trillion spending level, at the Pelosi spending level.
Democrats have also criticized the plan, calling it a recipe for more shutdowns.
Defense attorneys for the man accused of hitting former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer do not dispute that David DePape attacked Paul Pelosi, but are trying to explain why it happened. CBS San Francisco reporter Kenny Choi with more.
Prosecutors say DePape's backpack contained zip ties, rope, and duct tape, among other items. The defense not challenging the who or what, but focusing on painting the why, arguing DePape believes in far-right conspiracies, including Hollywood and political elites promoting and facilitating the sexual trafficking of children.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
And we will report you. Sorry, not sorry. I mean, what are you going to do? Fire me? It's just, so it's fun because I'm the kind of person that I don't take no for an answer lightly.
How can we get a hold of you? How can people listening get a hold of you?
Yes. Oh, shoot. I just had I have my card. Of course, I hold on 1 second. And I know Maxine's listening to this too. And she's like, oh my God.
But yeah, you shouted out one of my good friends, Mackenzie Nolan. So shout out to her. But
yes.
Yeah, I just got to say, like, big Pina Gigi, thank you for doing this specific work for our elders, because we all know winter's coming up, and winter in Minnesota, especially if you're houseless, is brutal and, you know, deadly.
Yeah, exactly. And especially our elders, because they're the ones who are forgotten about, right? I mean, they're the ones that we battle for, because none of us would be here without them. Right. None of us. And I think that it's so easy to forget that. And I remember when I probably said the story before, but I remember when my grandma was in assisted living, we made sure that she had a visit every single day because of elder abuse.
Right.
And we just were like, and we look at people like, hey, we see you, you know, you see us. So it's about being present. And I think that's the important piece for us.
Absolutely. Hey, Google Spear Care Services here, and you know, it'll pop right up, and reach out to them for this great service. And Maren, thank you so much. Skull Vikings, maybe we'll have you on every Monday to talk about the Vikings for a segment.
I love it.
Well, write that down, Haley. You know I have a good memory, but it's short. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awakened. We'll be right back after this short break. Thanks, Maren.
You're welcome. Giga Wabaman.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The fire that has indefinitely closed a major section of I-10 in Los Angeles was arson. California Governor Gavin Newsom says of preliminary bridge samples taken.
We are assessing additional samples, but the preliminary samples showed more positive results than were originally anticipated. Again, for the bridge deck structure.
Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, is caught in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
CBS News has learned that medical staff from Doctors Without Borders won't leave Al-Shifa Hospital before their 600 or so patients have been evacuated.
The Supreme Court adopts a code of ethics after criticism over undisclosed trips and gifts from wealthy benefactors to some justices. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
In ways big and small, the court is telling us, you wanted this, we're giving you something, but it's frankly not much of something.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was only trying to control Acevedo with a chokehold after a fight. He says he acted in self-defense. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight. Light south winds and temperatures down around 34 degrees at daybreak. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine, though, working in on Tuesday. That south breeze up around 35, the high 60. Cooler on Wednesday, sunny and up to 58. Right now it's 31.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
And so does Capital City. Voters last week elected women to all seven of the city council's seats, six of whom are people of color. And when the new council is sworn in at the start of next year, all seven members will be under the age of 40. That's significant, and that's right on.
That's exactly what we need here in St. Paul, isn't it? The younger generation's coming in, leading the way.
Well, too, and we talk about this a lot, and especially having you on, Haley, we really love talking about this, is that in this last election cycle, Gen Zs were out in full force again. There were elections across the country that people, because of polling, and I don't think, have you ever been polled? I don't think Gen Zs get polled, so they don't have phones. They don't pick up phones and answer questions. You know, they're too busy TikToking and stuff, you know, to get their. So, I mean, these polls, I don't think they've been right for the last three or four presidential elections, let alone local and national elections. So, three cheers to the Gen Zs that are really kicking it in and are sick and tired of being sick and tired with what's going on.
Hey, right on with that. Well, and Katie Cashman, who we had on Native Roots, I believe that was on November 2nd, but we had Katie Cashman on, and Katie was running for Ward 7, I believe,
yes. In
Minneapolis, and she won. So congratulations, Katie.
Yeah, you know, we're very lucky to meet a lot of these people like Katie, like Sarah. Sarah was on the show, too. Up-and-coming politicians, and Sarah is really, she went to St. Paul Central, which I did, which makes her cool, and also she is a engineer, so there's a lot of things going on there, especially with the way all this housing's being built, and you almost need an engineer to really speak up for, you know, what's happening to the building or the overbuilding or of housing here in Minnesota, or the lack of affordable housing and all those things that we care about here on Native Roots Radio, Haley.
Yes. Well, actually, for Ramsey County, they actually just put out something recently. It was their Ramsey County Housing Stability 2023-2024 cold weather plan for unsheltered residents. And this gives you primary warming spaces for single adults, which is at the St. Paul Opportunity Center right off of Dorothy Day Place there in St. Paul. And then also for families and youth ages 14 through 24, the Central Baptist Church there on 420 North Roy Street in St. Paul.
Yeah, definitely. We really, it is getting to be that time of year. I know it's a little warmer here in the Twin Cities today and unseasonably warm, but that's not going to be the case soon enough. And we know how quickly the weather can change and does change. So we have to really be worried and weary and thinking of our relatives that are unsheltered. Of course, we had that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the Wall of Forgotten Natives in Minneapolis, where there were 300 people living in tents, you know, and they were all there. But we have more than that in the Twin Cities that are homeless, and I don't like to say it like that, but they don't have a place to stay, and we need to really be aware of it and help any way we can. And here at Native Roots Radio, we want to always talk about it and keep it in the forefront that these people are people and they need our help. And whatever way we can help, let's do it.
Right, exactly. And yeah, you know, we have a couple good things going on that's always free down on Franklin Avenue, thanks to a lot of our great organizations in the Native American community, such as NAC. You know, Dr. Stately usually is on with us on Monday, so I just want to shout out that NAC's November Cedar Ceremony is Thursday, November 30th at 5 p.m., and that is at the Little Earth Gym, 2501 Cedar Avenue South, Minneapolis. And then they will be doing another full moon ceremony Monday, November 27th at 5 p.m.
Yes, you know, and what we talked about earlier, too, about American Indian veterans have the highest record of military service. American Indians and Alaskan Natives serve in the armed forces at five times the national average and have served with distinction in every major conflict for over 200 years. Just amazing. Hey, Haley, I don't know if you've seen this movie, but I saw on the flight home, I watched Smoke Signals again. So I've seen, probably about 50 times, but it was definitely well worth it. And what's fun and funny is that I flew in on Delta, and they had that on their movie thing. So that was one of the movies you could pick from. So I was just trying to keep that kind of thing going and pick it. You know what I mean? Get the biorhythms of picking that movie. So
yeah, and you flying Delta. Who would have thought that?
Well, yeah, well, they're out of here. Oh, are you making... Oh, was that a joke?
I was making a joke.
Oh, yeah. I'm still a little jet lagged. Hey, you know, we got, we have like 6 minutes left here. Why don't we, I see Angie and Ted are ready to come on. Why don't we grab them on? And Haley, why don't you take over this interview a little bit here? Because there's some exciting stuff that I did not know about. But Haley, why don't you take it away and introduce our next guest here?
Yeah, well, there was a bunch of fun stuff going on here in the Twin Cities while you were out in New York, Robert, which seems like a trend. A lot of fun things happen when you're out of town. But yeah, so I actually was surfing through my Facebook page, as I do in the mornings, and my good friend Angie Vig here posted something very, very exciting. And she's with her husband, Ted. And I think, I don't know if this is Ted's first time on Native Roots Radio, but welcome. And you had a very exciting experience over the weekend, and I'm hoping you could tell our listeners what that was.
Sure. Well, I got to be Adam Sandler's guitar tech, which was super fun.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear us?
Let me speak up a little bit. So I got to be Adam Sandler's guitar tech, which was really pretty cool.
Where did Adam play?
At Target Center, downtown Minneapolis.
Nice.
What were they in town for? So it was a multitude of people. What were they performing, a comedy sketch, or what were they doing?
Yeah, well, it was a whole comedy concert show. And so he had a bunch of guests that showed up. He had Kevin
James.
Thank you. I keep forgetting his last name. And Rob Schneider. And then I'm spacing her name from Sarah Live. Sarah.
I can't remember.
Anyway, but and they were like openers, and then they'd come up with him for certain numbers too. And there was a lot of music, a lot of songs that he did.
Six guitars on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Ted and Angie of our friends from Big Guitars on Snelling Avenue here in St. Paul. Adam Sandler, when he hosted Saturday Night Live, did an unbelievable tribute to Chris Farley. I don't know if you guys caught that, but did he play that or sing that in his concert? Because that was a tearjerker.
Yeah, he did that at the end of the show, and it was really great. And it was kind of there were three giant screens behind him, so he had kind of this video montage going the whole time.
Well, it's so funny with Adam Sandler, too. He was fired from Saturday Night Live, and then and it's, you know, how he does his little poetry and poems. He said, you know, he spit out a poem when he hosted the show that he was fired, but and then all his movies have like accumulated $1 billion. So who won, you know? Yeah. And then my favorite song from when he was on Saturday Night Live was the Jewish song, you know, and he threw in even Rod Carew in there. The Hanukkah song. Yes. Thank you.
I just listened to it today, and it is so funny. Good. He's just so brilliant, and like making up words like, you know, funica,
Santa, find a word to rhyme,
marijuana, which is illegal here now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. My gosh. Yeah. Live Nation reached out to our friend who works for Live Nation, and she said, hey, they need a guitar tech. You want to do it? And he was kind of freaked out at first, but I was like, Ted, this will be so cool. And he used to do this for how many years?
About 5 years for the band Mint Condition. I used to travel with them.
What?
Local R&B group.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I think you guys are the unsung heroes. Not only do you get the correct sounding guitar out to the artist for the song, you got to keep those babies and make sure they're in tune when you bring them out too.
Absolutely. And the the thing about a big kind of stadium, like a bigger venue like that, is the temperature really fluctuates. So the tuning really fluctuates, and the guitars were out for about 6 hours before the show. So numerous times I would just keep grabbing them and keep tuning them as they kind of got acclimated, and it seemed to all go off great. But then the crazier part, at dinner, I go to dinner and I kind of finish my last bite and I stand up. And here comes Adam Sandler, and he looks at me and he says, well, I'll sit with you.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, so I sat right back down again, and I talked to him for a little bit. I didn't know what to say aside from guitar stuff. But
isn't that just awesome. Super kind that he's someone's sitting alone, and he just comes and sits down, and they get to chatting. And then Kevin James came and sat down, and we're cracking both of them up. And, oh, my gosh.
It's pretty great.
You know, I get to like FOMO. You guys got to call me. I know I was in New York, but I got to hang out with you guys. Got to hang out with you guys. You got West Studi stopping in.
Come do our show.
Yes, definitely.
To learn from this guy.
Well, let's talk. Let's get you back on here this last segment for just a little bit and talk about your store. And then I know time's tight here, so we'll talk about your store a little bit and how people can reach out to you and, get an autograph from both you, Angie and Ted. So, hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly, their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That says it all. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Wow, I didn't hear Angie and Ted. There we go. Oh, you're waiting for a solo. That was Oh, I see how you are. Hey, Haley, it's that time of year again, and it's so important that our friends and relatives know about this that need this.
Yes. So we're coming up to on the end of the year. We're around a lot of relatives, a lot of family, a lot of germs, and you want to go into the new year refreshed with a brand new health insurance plan. So MinSure is really great. You know, they were created to assist you in finding that right plan. And